Hello.
Hey Stephanie, it's Keaton. How you doing today?
Hey, man. How are you? How they
I'm
going
good.
through rough times, bud?
You say you're going through some tough times? Aren't we all?
Yeah, well, my husband had cancer in 2018, and I went to the dentist with him yesterday just to go get a tooth pulled. And come to find out, he's got the cancer has moved to his bottom jawbone.
Oh, Stephanie.
I swear, man, I can't win for losing. He's at home. I took him back this morning. Me and him both did sleep a lick last night. I'm on my way to work. Then they got to do like a couple radiation treatments on the bone. And
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me? So thank God that I just finally got him on insurance about, I guess it's been about 6 months now,
Yeah.
but it doesn't cover dental. Yeah,
I got you. Well, maybe we could buy those houses from you and that'll help you out with the bills.
you ain't lying. You ain't lying. So how y'all been? Y'all have a good new year?
Yeah, I had a great new year and I know last time I called you, Forrest was on that cruise. You won't believe it. He's in Arizona now. He's always traveling.
I swear, if I had more money, baby, I would be long with him. I swear.
I'm trying to help
Because
you
life
out.
is so
I'm trying to
short,
do
you
it.
know? You get smacked, and just life is like a light switch, you know?
Yeah.
You think you got it all going on, and then all of a sudden, blam, lights out, you know? But,
I hear
let
you.
me, let me get to work, and I'll do you have some kind of what kind of money you asking? And I mean, what are you planning to
Oh, I wanted to ask a few more questions before we got some solid numbers together. I mean, have you even talked to the tenants about it yet?
Yeah, they know, but they don't know that, you know, what day or what's going
I hear
on,
you.
because just a lot's been going on since then. So, I mean, my daughter's in Kansas City. I just had to help her get a car. She wrecked her car in the snow and totaled off the car. I can't win for losing.
And how much are your tenants paying right now for rent?
Nine something for 900 for the back two houses. And like the front house, being that was my mom's fiance, I
Yeah.
don't make him pay but like maybe 600 a month.
Oh, you're a
But the
sweetheart.
back two houses, I mean, I even thought about it, maybe even trying to keep them come this spring and tear them back two houses down. But like I said, I have to get with the city.
Yeah.
One of them is in great shape. I've been working on it. You know, like I told you, I just added an extra bedroom on it. I'm trying to get it, you know. But that other one is where my aunt lived, and she was in bad shape before she left this world. So she lived the best way she could in it.
I got you. Now, it sounds like it's all tenants in these properties, correct? You're not living in anything like this, so you wouldn't have to move anything off these when we bought it from you.
Just a few things of my mom's that I have in the house up front.
Okay, I got you.
I
But
mean,
the
when she passed away, she didn't die there. She died at my house that I live in now. So I haven't, I'll be honest with you, I've been there to collect rent, but I don't go in it.
Yeah, it's probably a lot. Probably a lot of emotion.
Everything. It's just still fresh on the soul and mind, and I can't do it yet, you
That makes
know.
total sense. Yeah, I mean, you're human. Yeah.
Yeah, I am that. I got a big heart.
Yeah. I got you. Well, maybe I'm trying to think if it would make sense. I might have an investor that may want the tenants in there. When we buy it,
Right, I got you.
that's a chance. And I feel like that might be easy going. I would have to talk to my partner about that if he has an investor that would be interested in something like
right.
that. How long have those tenants been there?
Ah, shoot. 8-10 years. Two of them been there 10 years.
Okay.
They pay on time. They don't never give me any trouble. One of them, like I said, just moved in with the kids. So that's why I built that second room on, because social services was like, well, she don't have a room, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know, I can do this. You know, I've been in construction with my husband all my life. You know, I could build this room on for this kid. And we laid foundation and got him a little room, and she got to be able to keep her kid, because it was just some dumb stuff that goes on with child support enforcement and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she told him, you know, look, my child has that one bedroom. I sleep on the couch. They were still giving her a hard time. I said, look, I ain't got but the three walls and a door. Finish closing in this one area and, you know, put some carpet down, and that's it, you know. I'm getting ready to walk into work, sir.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be here any minute, and I really don't want to say yes or no, but yeah, if you could see if they could keep the tenants, and we talk about price, and I mean, because I mean, it's actually finally benefiting me to keep it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But
I thought you were going to sell it.
But if, you know, if all else falls with my husband right this minute, we're in the process of, I just left the dentist with him. They sewed it up yet last night, and daggone this morning, when I woke up, his whole jaw was as big as my fist.
Oh my goodness.
I took him back up there, and the stitch had busted because of the swelling. So I was, man, this is. And I'm steadily going to work, and I'm steadily trying to make ends meet.
Yeah, I hear you.
It is not fun.
When the time is more convenient, I'd love to talk more about the numbers, and maybe I could get your email so we could get paperwork together. But I don't want to – I mean, if you're not trying to sell it at all, I totally get it. I mean, and I also don't want to rush a conversation with you. I know you're about to go into work.
Yes, I know, sir. And you always been calling, but I've been so tied up. I mean, we lost another manager. So
I know you're busy. You're running that whole restaurant.
Yes. Longhorns better love me. Well, my boss did tell me he loved me yesterday because,
yeah.
I mean, I'm a dedicated employee. You know, I don't – you know, if he needs me, I'm there. He's sick himself. So, you know, I feel for him too, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He just went through had some blood clots in his neck and and that. I was like, dude, if you need something, just call.
Yeah. Well,
but now I've got another ill person that, you know, then the other woman got fired. So what did they do? They threw me on day and night. So I'm doing split shift. Yeah. So when I get off today at 4, I'm supposed to be out there by 4. Yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I didn't get out of there till 6, and then I had to come back in at 8 and then do the closing.
Jeez.
I know, and I don't live close to this place either. It's about 15, 20 minutes to get to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
I come all the way over here to South Park Mall to run this place.
So when's a good time for us to have about a 15-minute conversation about just numbers and the condition of it all?
Okay. I'll call you back around 4:30-ish, 5 o'clock today.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
All right. You have a blessed day. I'm going in.
Yes, ma'am. You got this. Good luck.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.